Now, the island Arase, which sits off to the east of Skye, has been the focus of a lot of controversy this week after the Scottish Government was forced into a U-turn over the leasing of sporting rights on the island. Arase is owned by the government, and since 1995, crofters on the island have managed the sporting rights. Now, the hunting lease expired in December 2012, so Scottish ministers decided to put it out to tender. The tender was won by South Ayrshire Stocking, a private company. Locals and others weren't terribly happy about it and made their position abundantly clear to the government, which had the desired effect. On Thursday, the First Minister made this announcement in the Scottish Parliament.
Last week at First Minister's Questions, I was asked what could be done about the issue of sporting rights in Ireland. I'm happy to inform Parliament that the Environment Minister, Paul Wheelhouse, has this morning spoken with the crofters of Arase to inform them that he's been able to extend a lease for sporting rights in Ireland for another year. The new contract, which has been awarded to South Ayrshire Stocking, has been withdrawn by mutual consent, and we welcome their positive attitude to resolving the issue.
Despite that, people are still angered that the government put such a lease on the open market in the first place. Andy Whiteman is a highly respected writer and researcher on land issues in Scotland.
Arase is a very fragile economy. It's got a long history of neglect, and really any enterprise in the island that's controlled locally should be encouraged. And the right approach to have taken would have been to negotiate with the association for a new lease and possibly to bring in an independent valuer to establish the value of that lease. We're talking about very, very small sums of money here. And it's important to remember that the value of this lease in the open market now is a value that has been generated and created by the association and the work they've done over the last 13 years. So that value doesn't even belong to Scottish ministers. The other point, of course, to note is that back in 1999, within a couple of months of the Scottish Parliament coming into existence, the then Scottish Executive committed themselves to a charter which basically established a set of principles that Scottish ministers would follow in the management of their own estates. This was all in the context of the land reform agenda. And in fact, principle number 8 actually said that Scottish ministers shall take account of the local community when considering offers for sporting rights. And it seems to me that that's been completely forgotten.
Isn't this a little unfair on South Ayrshire Stocking in this case? I mean, they say that they had plans for the island. I spoke to them yesterday. They said that a lot of crofters had welcomed their bid, and they claimed that they were going to offer substantial investment in the island.
Yes, it's very unfair to South Ayrshire Stocking. I mean, they offered a bid in good faith, and now they've been bought off by the same Scottish Government that awarded them the contract in the first place.
If we're looking at similar issues to this in the future, should outside companies ever be offered an option to take over rights, or should it always be companies that say are based on the island or in the local area?
No. I mean, these economies need to be open to external investment. I mean, there's no problem with that. If we want to bring in people from outside, put things in the open market, that's fine. But it must be in the context of a clear framework for development of the specific place like Arase. And if you had that, you would say, well, look, the important thing here is that we maintain control of these rights on Arase because it's a critical element of Arase's economy. Now, that does not mean to say that you can't bring external investment. I mean, Arase Crofters Association are already working with people right across Scotland and the UK and in Germany and places to offer hunting opportunities. That's not a problem whatsoever. The critical thing here is who controls these resources and in whose interests they're managed.
Andy Whiteman there. Now, as I mentioned, the initial tender for the sporting rights in Arase was won by South Ayrshire Stocking. What's their view on being awarded the contract and then having it removed? Chris Dalton runs South Ayrshire Stocking.
The opportunity to get involved with managing something like the island of Arase doesn't come around very often. We put quite a lot of work in and effort into securing the rights in the first place. We're sort of keen to work with everybody. And obviously hugely disappointed when we found out that for really reasons were probably had gone beyond the actual stalking operation that we were offering. Very, very disappointed.
Do you know what people on the island thought about you being awarded those sporting rights?
We were very keen and we'd hoped to work very closely with the islanders. So as soon as the earliest opportunity after we'd been awarded the contract and rights, we made arrangements to go across to Arase, and we wanted to meet with the key people on the island to introduce ourselves and explain to them that we really did want to work with them, and we wanted to work to the benefit of the wildlife on the island, in particular the red deer herd, which is significantly important as far as we're concerned. And we wanted to sort of continue with the work that they'd done once we found out, obviously, that the Crofters had been interested in continuing with that. And literally within virtually half an hour of stepping off on the ferry, we were in a meeting with the Crofters Association, or representatives of the Crofters Association on Rassay, meeting and talking with them.
And what did they say to you? Were they pleased that you were going to be investing in the island?
They were. We've had no animosity from everybody. We've been sort of welcomed in many respects. The Crofters were very unhappy that the bid had been gone out to tender. Their issue was not with us, and they understood that we'd formed part of an open tender process and that we'd done absolutely nothing wrong. Their issue was with the government, or the people within the government, that had allowed the contract in the first place to go out to tender.
Is there a danger, do you think, that some communities could become insulated from outside investment and expertise if we see this situation happening again?
I do. I feel very strongly with that. And, outside of the story has perhaps not come out here. And I think people looking from without this situation think that the Crofters have maybe had a rough deal and maybe think that some sort of arrogant individual was wanting to go across to the island and dictate to them what was going to happen. And if you like, strip resources from the island and bring it back onto the mainland, which could not be further from the truth. You know, we have a lot of expertise, we've got a lot of experience of doing what we're doing. We could bring foreign investment into the island, we could bring that expertise. We're quite willing to work with people on the island and train them so that perhaps they could manage this resource a little bit better. So there is very much a danger of getting sort of a bit isolated and perhaps closing ranks to a degree and not allowing folk perhaps to come in and really genuinely try to assist. And to be fair, we've been approached by both residents of the island who are not involved with the Crofters Association and also members of the Crofters Association who actually, when they've sat down and discussed with us, have been quite welcome about our proposals and were quite keen and still are quite keen to work with us. Perhaps we've just got to get that message across to the wider crofting community.
Chris Dalton there at South Ayrshire Stalking, the firm who were awarded the contract for the sporting rights on Rassay by the Scottish Government and who then had it removed this week. Now, very interested to hear your thoughts on this. Should the sporting rights have been put out for tender in the first place, or, as Chris Dalton suggested, would a wee bit of expertise from out with the island have done the community some good?
Difficult one, isn't it?
It's a very difficult one, this. Crofters don't actually own the island. The Scottish Government own the island.
Yeah.
So, presumably, they were perfectly within their rights to offer it in the first place. You know, there is a political sensitivity there, but, you know, if it was your land or my land or something like that, nobody would be making any fuss about it.
Yeah, I suppose the right to buy issue might be worth looking at as well. And, you know, if you give the Crofters the shooting rights rather than leasing them out a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, though, because the point that Chris Dalton was making was he's going to be bringing expertise into the island, be training them and possibly improving the shooting on the island. And to exclude, the minute you get a kind of closed shop, it's a difficult one because you're not getting value for money.
But and people do look at this from the outside. I've heard people say this and say, you know, why are Crofters different? Why do Crofters seem to operate in a completely different set of rules from the rest of us, from the farming community and so on?
Because it's a very different environment, it's a fragile environment, it's a difficult economy, and if you don't support it, it leads to depopulation, and nobody wants that, so it does need a helping hand, but it certainly welcome folks' thoughts on it.